It is 3:30, and we will now start the Discovery Bay Internal Operations Standing Committee meeting. Can I get a roll call, please?
Roll call is taken, and all members are present.
Great, thank you. I will open it up for public comments. Any public on the line?
No, there's not.
And no public in here, so we will move along. Draft minutes.
I would like to make a motion to approve the draft minutes of August 3rd.
Perfect, and I will second that, so that passes. And we'll move to D1, the operations update.
No update tonight.
Okay, perfect. Moving to E1, discussion regarding draft investment policy.
Yeah, so since we've become our own treasurer, and we are no longer having our funds at the Contra Costa County, we are going to be revising our investment policy. So the previous investment policy was in line when we were under the county as our treasurer, utilizing the county as our treasurer. So we've updated it. It has since went to legal, and we just got some legal revisions sent back to us. So those will be coming to the board meeting next meeting. There was also an error on the investment policy where it looks like it was just, we have a little bit of leftover language from another policy, it looks as though, under section 4. So that will also be removed. But this policy was created with the help of CSDA, Rick Wood. He is their CFO there, and he also is a CFO of many other small districts. And so he helped create this policy for us. Any questions? Did you have a question?
I will be quiet till you're done.
Okay. So what we're trying to do is just have a very vanilla blanket policy where we're not holding and tying ourselves into anything. So that's what this policy does. And with some of the legal updates, also putting in some state regulations that Andy found. So we'll be updating all of that and bringing it to the next meeting of the Board of Directors.
Now, will we use someone to, an advisor to make
the
investments?
So, and that's what we're going to be bringing in a future finance committee meeting, is we're looking at doing some investments with different organizations. One would be LAIF. Be California Class, it would be also with BDC Bank and our CD, and then possibly looking at a new bank to get a better interest rate for some of our funds. So we're looking at many different options. Julie and I and Rick Wood, he's helping us with that. We've had a couple of meetings with California Class, or I have. Julie was introduced to them last week. We did a Zoom call with them, and so we're continuing to move that forward and bring that with you to the Finance Committee. So.
Perfect. So there's no action out of this committee. It's just notification.
It's just notification. Just
Perfect.
Wanted to show you
an
outline of our new draft policy.
Yeah.
So.
Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Any further questions?
Nope.
Okay. Still no public?
Nope.
Let's keep going. E2.
Okay. Zoom. So we are going to move forward with Zoom. We haven't entered in a contract yet, but we set up a test site. Kelly and I utilized the test site. We set it up in the classroom. And we used it, we played with it a little bit. It seemed fairly easy to use. So we're just starting to move forward with that. So hopefully they've signed us up for like a little bit more robust program since I signed up individually and they just kind of gave me a free little sandbox. And now we've actually created an account with the town of Discovery Bay, a blanket admin account. And so we're gonna be testing that this week as well. And then we're gonna move forward and hopefully get that. I don't plan on dropping GoToWebinar right away. I just want to keep both just in case. So I would probably keep GoToWebinar for maybe 2 months, 3 months after we initiate Zoom and get that on board, and then I'll drop the next one.
And that's a minor cost.
It's
so,
a minor cost,
yeah.
It is.
No, that's
so
a good idea.
Monthly.
Good idea.
So that's what we're going to do there. So we are moving forward, so hopefully we'll have a new system in place and the cameras and everything can work.
Perfect. When do you anticipate making the switch over? Do you have a tentative deadline?
I don't. I would like to try to do it for the first November meeting. So that's somewhat of my plan. I hope that works out. If not, then we'll move it to the first meeting in December.
Okay. And if you need any testers, I'm sitting in front of a Zoom console.
Are you?
All day.
Okay.
So I'm happy to jump on if you want to test some things out. Okay, moving along to item number 3, which I need to apologize because you did send me something on this. I did look at it, but I did not respond.
No problem. We're going to pull it up real quick.
I apologize.
Now.
Perfect.
That's all right. All right. So what I did is we're always looking every month or two or a couple of months. Kelly and I kind of cruise through the website. We kind of rearrange things, try to make it easier, update a lot of these things that are happening at the community center as well. And then probably every 6 months, I send a note out to all the managers to check their pages as well. So we're trying to keep this updated so that communication is clear and concise and up to date. So what we've done here is we've added, if you could scroll down a little bit, two new buttons. So the new button is application forms, and that makes it easier for residents and also us users who I use the website constantly to find things, because it drives me crazy when I'm trying to find an application or a form and I can't find it myself. So we made it simple. We put it there under that button. The next item we also added was emergency and prevention planning. So that's where we're going to put our IIPP, Illness and Prevention Program, our Emergency Response Plan, and other planning and other planning documents that we have there. So,
perfect.
Okay, so that will be where all those things are now.
Excellent.
So, and I think the last thing we did was the county relations. So I think you've seen that button already, and that's where we're posting any relations when it comes to MAC and dealing with the supervisor's office or
No, that's really useful. I know that was always a sticking point before you revamped the website, was things were harder to find. So this really does make it easy.
Yes.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
Good. Great.
Okay.
Good effort. Okay. this is going great. Any future agenda items that you have that you want to bring up next?
Not that I can think of.
Okay.
It's really nice because you guys do such a great job of identifying things for us, so we don't have to do a whole lot of deciding here. All right, so then we'll move to adjourn at 3:37.